expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sunday once again. Shut up. Yeah, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who cut her mic.
Cut her mic.
Nice try.
Gonna happen.
Oh, we almost had it.
Nope. Ashley is playing.
She's
funny
loud. Girl.
She's loud enough to be picked up on the other mic, so well, I'd have to cut yours too. I can cut you all. And we just have to.
Nice try, brother, but just, not gonna happen today.
We could just have a pregnant pause instead.
It works both ways, right, Ashley?
Absolutely.
She can cut yours just as easy as mine.
Hey, wait a minute. Uh-oh. I wonder who's
phenomenal cosmic power.
I wonder who's in control. The Padawan has graduated to the Darth Vader.
He was a Padawan once.
Darth Vader status. Or who's the other guy? Anakin. Maybe you're Anakin.
Anakin is Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
And spoiler alert, also Luke's father.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am your father. No. Who's the other one?
Obi-Wan?
No.
Qui-Gon's my favorite, but I'm a huge Liam Neeson fan.
There you go.
Yoda?
No, never mind.
Okay.
No.
I can just talk for the whole 2 hours on Star Wars if you want.
You cannot be Jedi warrior.
Sorry.
That was like Japanese Yoda.
No.
I think so.
May the force be with you. Probably not. We better get started and move on here. We're digging a hole. And you know, there's an old saying, when you're digging a hole, stop digging. Okay. You just can't help yourself, can you?
No.
Today is Sunday, August 25th.
Some people don't know how to stop digging.
Some people don't know how to stop talking. August 25th, 2019. Huh?
What do we do when they don't know how to stop talking? We give them sovereign minds.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
There you have it. Gosh darn, it must be like...
Mark one for Ashley.
Just put a pepperoni on my arm in here.
It's hotter than more than one way this morning.
Try being in the room with all the equipment.
It's like, we're going to make you sweat. Today is Sunday, August 25th, 2019. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
The power.
Yeah, the force. She is the force.
I am one with the force.
She is one with the force. It's true. And Red Smith, who's been on an unfunded seventh circle of out-of-control debt perpetrated by a bankster that spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper no longer backed by real money. While in the mainstream media, meatheads, press accused politicians, pedophiles, liars, leakers, libtards, and lowlifes have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness, Marxist gone wild. Almost got it.
I swear that gets longer every week.
Well, I've been practicing.
I see that.
Fighting the new world order.
I wonder where you practice that.
yeah, that could be weird.
I'm sorry.
That could be weird. Kind of cringy, creepy there. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. That's, again, 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook, Mark Kent. I took the E out so we'd know which one to go to. Where we go one, we go all. Let's see. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, but tomorrow night, I don't know if they are they meeting tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, they're meeting tomorrow night. Why wouldn't they?
Well, I know we were going to have a victory celebration or something. No,
well, you're like a day off.
That I'm a day off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a day off, a dollar short.
Going to have Aaron Reznor and Michael DeQuisto at the Patriot meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Okay. We're going to start having some new segments on the show. Joe Biden, Gaffe of the Week, Pedophile of the Month, I don't know, some stuff. And but it's kind of like, that's sort of the same thing, I think. But anyway.
Joe is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
I mean, we only have 2 hours.
I want truth, not facts. It's like, what? I thought those were the same thing, but never mind.
Not if you're a Democrat.
Hmm. Anyway, we do have in the studio with us Patrick Henry Jones, and he is running for the 1st District Assembly.
Yes, yep. Good morning. Thank you for having
me on. Good morning. I would be playing your music, but I got to find it.
Oh.
I haven't had a chance. I didn't have time.
There we go.
There we go. She is good.
That's very good.
She is on it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so the race is wrapping up, and so we've had a great time, with my crew. We've got great support in Siskiyou County and Modoc County, Sierra County, Placer County, Nevada County, and, of course, right here in Redding. We've got a great time over these last 2 months. It's been a very fast process. This was a special election. The seat right now, the assembly seat, is vacated, and it was held by Brian Dowling, who's moved on to the Senate, so we have a vacant assembly seat. And so the first thing to do is get out into the district and get to each and every county and learn some of the issues that are facing them. And each county has some pretty strong problems. And everywhere we go, the same message, no representation. Absolutely no representation.
Well, you'd think that somebody would start getting a clue. It doesn't seem to be the platform for Megan Daly at all. I don't think she's really concerned about representation at this point. I think she's concerned about, two things and issues that I've seen is that she's going to teach our children better. So that would be the teachers union. And then I haven't heard her say anything about pension reform or water. Maybe you can tell me what you think about the pension reform, for example.
Well, I tell you, this campaign's been very solid for me. We've had besides having a great time and meeting a bunch of wonderful people, we've stuck on the issues. We have some serious issues here that are not being addressed in Sacramento, and so there's no reason to mudsling. We have plenty of issues, and we're just going to stay on those issues all the way through this election. And, if we're not going to be at the outright winner come Tuesday, which I'm hoping, we're feeling great support out there, but the top two will move on, and so we'll have another 2 more months to talk and discuss and to debate the issues, and so I look forward to that if I'm in that position, which I believe I will be.
Well, I was in attendance at the meeting here at the Republican Central Committee, and the votes that were taken seemed, it's pretty kind of weird, that 3 people didn't vote. But I listened to all the arguments, and I just can't say that there was a whole lot of valid arguments there other than what I heard from you. Because, maybe I'm a little biased here, but it seemed like there was a lot of empty shirt talk, flowery stuff going on.
Well, one of the advantages for me, having the most experience in this race, besides being in the private sector for 40 years, I served on the Reading City Council for 8 years from 2006 to 2014 through the global recession. And, the pension tsunami that's coming is real. And so I live that firsthand. And so I'm talking about it hard because it's coming. And if we do not change course in the next correction, whenever that is, it's going to fail.
Well, and it could be fairly soon. I mean, I know Trump's been trying to push it off, but it doesn't look like the Fed's cooperating. He'd like to lower interest rates by 100 basis points on the federal funds rate. But, we've got an inverted yield curve that keeps cropping up here, which is the probably ultimate sign that a recession is looming. It might take a little while for that to actually become, to flourish in. But there is going to be a downturn at some point.
It's coming. It's inevitable. And we've seen this. If you look back over, say, the last 50 years, you see these cycles where they go up and down. And we're going to have another correction. And that's when we're going to start seeing cities and counties default on their payment. Now, in this district, in District 1, there is a small town in Sierra County called Loyalton. And I was fortunate enough to go over there and have a great meet and greet. Thank you, Tom, and all my friends over there. Those guys lived it. They defaulted on their CalPERS payment. Now, while it's a small town, what happened was their pensions were cut.
So they took a haircut, basically.
They took a cut, but not to the fullest extent that could have happened. Because it was a small district and they only had about $1.6 million debt, CalPERS decided to cut. They were only about 60% funded, so they were unfunded 40%, which is very similar to many other counties and cities, and if they want to be honest. So what they did was they gave all the past employees a 17% cut, and then they absorbed the rest of that debt, meaning they put it on the backs of all the other workers in the state. Because it was a small district, they were able to kick the can down the road.
Yeah, because there's not very many people.
And it wasn't a huge amount of debt there. But I guarantee you, when it comes time for the city of Redding or the county of Shasta or San Jose, they're not going to be able to take $300, $400, $500, $800 million and just try to absorb it.
Well, and CalPERS is the biggest pension fund in the United States or the world, I believe.
It's certainly the biggest in the United States. And CalPERS recently just came out with a new idea. It's a new trust. And they said they'll manage the trust. But they said you might want to help fund your retirement on your own, and we'll manage it for you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So that was a great thing they did.
They've been
here.
Doing such a bang-up job already. I mean, if you look at their portfolio, they're basing their portfolio and their investment strategy on climate change, which is kind of ridiculous. So, like, if you invest in Solyndra, that's not – the rate of return is not super good.
You know, what's really frustrating about this issue is we fought, and even before I was on council, we fought to not adopt this policy. This guaranteed 7.5% rate of return was an absolute failure from the day it came out. Their response was, we won't have to worry about this for 999 years, and certainly by 2007, the world changed and it started to decline rapidly. They knew it was coming. They were greedy. This was all about greed and money, and the unions didn't stand tall and say, you know what, this is going to fail. Let's not do it. Let's have a retirement that's real. And this is the power of the unions that we have in Sacramento and throughout the country, and they are all controlling. And so here's my advice to anyone when you get ready to vote on Tuesday. Take a look at who is endorsed by the unions, because I think what you're going to find is people saying yes when they should be saying no.
Well, you want to go to a break?
Yeah, we need to go to a break. I'm getting the high sign in there. If you have a question, comment, or something you want to discuss with Patrick Jones, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Have you been involved in any type of accident? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
He's a liar!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Community radio for the North State. Every little slip, boy.
You bet, because you hammer us.
Way to go, Joe.
Boy.
It works both ways, you know? What can I say?
Maybe we should just plug her mic.
She's back.
Okay, so we were talking about defined benefits as opposed to defined contributions. And that's where it all started for me, too, and in my circles in the financial arena. I immediately had a bunch of red flags go up from all the guys that I work with in the arena saying this is going to be a disaster long term, because when you do the projections out so many years, you know, they're basing their projection on, you know, 7.5% up to, you know, 12 or 13, 14, whatever it was when we were having those good years in the stock market. And that's just not how the real world works.
Well, and as soon as I understood the gravity of the issue, when I was first elected in late 2006, I was endorsed by public safety, police, and fire unions. And I have a degree in administration of justice, and I'm a law and order kind of guy. And so I appreciated the endorsements in those times. I did not realize fully what they expect of you. Now, I expected to manage a budget and to make sure that the city was well taken care of, and that's a city of 90,000 people. And that to me, was my job. And as the recession came within a year from me being elected, we started seeing double-digit declines quarter after quarter after quarter, unprecedented losses in the city's history likes that we've never seen before. And so I went to the unions, particularly with public safety, and said, hey, let's keep everybody working, and I'm going to need 9% back, but let's keep everybody working. That's going to be better for the union members, safer, and better for the city. and it got real quiet. Apparently, I'm not supposed to ask for anything back, and the party was over. And I was very disappointed in the union leadership, not rank-and-file folks. I believe in the good work that they do. We have some great workers here in the city of Redding and in the state of California and in District 1. But union leadership failed their members, and they're failing today by not addressing this problem. And I think we can do better. I think we can fix this problem. We're just going to have to do it without union leaders.
And I just want to get in there. So that translated for a lot of people that you didn't care about fire and the police and all that. And that isn't exactly how that translates out, is it?
No, I mean, they labeled me as anti-police. They labeled me with lots of things, tightwad, penny pincher, and all these things. And those were things because I wasn't saying yes. And I believe in you know, quality fire protection and quality police departments and sheriff's departments. And I believe in the work that they do. And we have some great city workers and county workers. But at the same time, I have to manage a budget. And when I see it heading to disaster and I see these retirements failing, it's incumbent upon me. We're the leaders. We manage that budget.
It has to be a workable plan. And let me explain to our listeners out there. Maybe they don't quite understand the difference between defined benefits and defined contributions, because a defined benefits plan guarantees you a certain amount of interest rate of return on your investments. For example, you know, if you're making a, you know, you got $100,000 in there, they're going to guarantee that you get, you know, $7,500 you know, back every year through the investment. So what happens if the investments are doing -1%, there's no correction. It has to be made up somewhere else, where as a defined contribution is, you define, you know, who is putting in what and how much, you know, based on available sources.
So here's the disaster. By guaranteeing the 7.5%, if that does not hit that mark, then the city or county or the state from which you worked, they have to backfill. So, for example, with the city of Redding, to give you an idea, and I'm going to get close on these numbers the best that I can, let's take our Redding Police Department, for example. We had around 143 police personnel with about a $25 million budget in about 2007. Fast forward to today, and that's about a $30, $31 million budget with 99 police personnel. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an extra $5, $6 million there, plus you've lost a lot of positions. Where did all that money go? All towards retirement. It's eating us alive.
That's I remember back when Chief Paletti was first hired, and I sat and had a conversation with him, and he said one of his biggest concerns was the pensions and the plans, and he said in 5 years' time, I'm going to be paying for so much retirement, I am not going to be able to hire new officers. My budget's going to go up, and the number of police officers is going to go down. And that made him very unpopular with the union, and he ended up ultimately paying the price with his job, I think, over that and some other things.
Correct. And when you try to stand up and do what's right, they attack you. And so they certainly have attacked me. But I think for most people that are in the know that I was doing what's right. It would have been easy for me to just simply give in and say, you know what, let's just go along with the flow and say yes and kick this can further down the road. But I'm not going to do that. I didn't do it then, and I'm not going to do it in Sacramento. And I think, you know, as I get out into this district and as we've gone to Siskiyou County and Modoc County and Sierra and Placer County and all these counties, they're wanting a person like that. They're wanting a fighter. They're wanting a person that doesn't just roll over and give in because of the odds are better to go over here.
Well, the real deal here is, too, you're trying to save these people, you know, so that they have a retirement that they can plan on getting.
Correct.
As opposed to, you know, a pie in the sky that's going to, you know, poof and smoke like smoke at the end of the day, like Loyalton, you know, right. And it could be on a grand scale. So it's not that you don't want these guys to have a good retirement. The point is you actually want them to have a guaranteed retirement that they can count on.
Well, and I'm the only one talking about it in this race. I'm one of the only people at all in the legislature that's really working on this issue. And while I'm not there yet, if we take no action, it's going to fail. That's just a fact. It's going to fail. There is nothing they can do if they take no action. Now, there is things that we can do, and we can stop this from happening, but I'm afraid that union leadership will only be willing to make a deal when it's very imminent. When it's about to happen, then they're going to say, okay.
But it's going to be too late.
It may be.
Yeah. And, well, do you think they believe this or just they don't care? I mean, what?
No, I've known many union leaders, and everybody is in the same mindset. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get out of here, and somebody else has to clean this mess up, right? They're all in that mindset where I'm going to get mine. I'm not going to take on this big gorilla in the room, right? I'm not going to tackle this thing. I'm just going to get mine, like Kurt Starman, right? I'm going to get my $250,000. I'm going to go to school, go back to school, and it's going to fail, folks. We've got to deal with the problem.
Well, one of the things that the average union members need to realize is this is not in question anymore. One of the fallouts of the Stockton case when they went to bankruptcy is the precedent has already been set that cities can legally bankrupt themselves out to get out of their CalPERS obligations. But when that happens, the pension holders become an unsecured creditor, and they go to the absolute back of the line for their money.
Well, you know, and you're dealing with stuff, you know, like we've seen when we talked to Francie Sullivan. She's like, well, our guys say there's no problem. You know, well, I guess if you pay your guys to say whatever you want them to say, they'll tell you whatever you want to hear, and that's the problem.
Well, if there's a lot of new people coming in and paying in, you can kick the can further down the road, and so there's no short-term problem. There's no short-term problem right today.
Right.
Now, of course, if you ask folks in Loyalton, they'd disagree with you, right?
Well, it's kind of like Ernest Hemingway going bankrupt. You know, they asked Ernest Hemingway, what was it like when you went bankrupt? And he said, well, it was really slow at first, and then all of a sudden it just was really fast. That's what we're talking about.
With that, we got to go to a break, but I also want to say, so it ends up that people can end up with nothing. I mean, if they don't understand this down the road, just because they're getting theirs right at this moment. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that I get it the rest of the time. You know what I mean?
You could be like,
the money runs out. There's no money.
It could be 10 cents on the dollar at the end of the day. Who knows?
Yeah. But,
go ahead and stay on the line, David.
We'll get you on the other side of the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Chris Jensen, live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Listen.
hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jansen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at WinRiver.com.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, I hope they didn't hear that.
No, you guys were good. You guys were good. Almost, but you were good.
You know, I highly recommend anybody who has a CalPERS retirement go to CalPERS, the CalPERS.ca.gov and look at their strategic investment philosophy. And go through some of their PDFs and what they're basing their strategies on. And I think you'll be shocked at what they think is,
what they're still vested in.
Yeah. They're worried about global environmental social justice strategies, which are kind of like, look at San Francisco as the model. How's that working down there?
That was actually Jerry Brown that did that. He went to CalPERS and told them, you will divest from energy company portfolios, which was the only part of the portfolio making money. Otherwise, I will start charging the pensioners carbon tax on the carbon footprint of your portfolio.
And this affects every single person in the state of California, because if you live in a city and county, which we all do, this is affecting the quality of life. You're paying quite a bit now towards these pensions. In fact, a huge amount. If you would take a look at your city or county's budget, take a look at how much is going to pensions. And that means you don't have proper police and fire protection. You're not getting the quality roads that you've already paid for. You're not getting your infrastructure fixed. And so it's affecting adversely every town and every county in the state, and we're seeing it now. Over the last 10 to 15 years, you're seeing city by city start to erode, and we're seeing it in our own city here as well, and this is the issue to fix.
And it's accelerating.
Correct.
I mean, from where it started, where you kind of first looked out at the city here and saw things weren't quite the way that they used to be into where it is now, it's rapidly accelerating.
We probably should get a caller.
I was going to say, we've got more calls coming in. David, are you still with us? Good morning, David.
Sure. Hey, morning. You know, a couple of different things. I'm baby boom generation, so I think in terms of economics from when the baby boom started the job market and currently as they're retiring. And when you look back at the numbers of, say, for example, the minimum wage in 1968 was $1.60, and you could buy an ounce of gold at $32 an ounce. So if you were to divide or if you were to calculate how many hours it would take to buy 1 ounce of gold at minimum wage, it would be 22 hours. So if you were to take the current price of gold and then divide it by 22, you would have over a $70 an hour minimum wage. And so, obviously, the retirement funds are not keeping up with the true inflation rate. And obviously, nobody is keeping up with the true inflation rate. You know, if you're a talk show host, what do you think you're worth, 4 or 5 times the minimum wage or better?
We don't get paid.
yeah, we work for free, actually, Dave.
Well, you understand my point, though.
Sure, I do. I do, and it's crazy, but that's the inflation factor. It's really, you can't increase the wages to keep up with that because it's so out of control and spun out with the devaluation of the currency that it's absolutely not even you'd put every business in the country out of business if you tried to increase their wages to $70 an hour.
Well, and that's if everybody was only getting minimum wage. You know, that's why I'm raising the idea that if you're valuable, you know, four times minimum wage or something like that, then your minimum, then your hourly should be closing in on $300 an hour.
Well, but you also have to factor in all the waste of the government on overblown retirements, as well as how they're spending the money. Trains to nowhere, the bullet trains, and we're kind of getting a little off topic here because we're trying to address the pension plans of the unions, not the entire economic system.
Well, if you look at the pension plans of the unions, that is money that they parked for themselves. That was their money. And it's not for somebody else to play with
money. Not really, because they park some of their money in there with a guaranteed rate of return that's completely not sustainable.
Secured by taxpayer funding.
And that's the problem in a nutshell.
Well, and that's why I raised what the honest minimum wage has to reflect. If the politicians don't maintain an eye on the true cost of living, then obviously you're talking about dooming people to death.
Well,
that's a direct result
of having a fiat monetary system where the government prints more money than it takes in, borrows it at zero percent interest rate and defies the currency, which is completely separate from what we're talking about. So I'm going to let you go, Dave. Listen,
with the true cost of living.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Go ahead.
Wait, we do have another caller. Yeah, we've got Art on the line. Good morning, Art.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I have to assume that Patrick and everybody else has to notice this media blitz by the Dalley people. I received, in the last 2.5 weeks, I received 3 huge full-color flyers for the Dalley campaign. I've seen them on endless radio spots. They're on television running the same ads. And even on the internet that I spend a lot of time on, the same ad is run there just every little bit. My guess is they must be spending a pile of dough.
Well, let me address that a little bit, Art. Okay, so we've got PACs that are working on behalf of Megan Dalley and friends, and they're not individual contributors, as in Patrick Jones, who's being funded by the grassroots people in all these counties. The pharmaceutical companies are represented in these PACs. AT&T, Comcast, Chevron, and the list goes on and on. Indian casinos, people that live in PACs that are in Massachusetts, Florida, Washington, D.C., and some from other countries. So the real deal is that this is an establishment politician who's getting funded by everybody in the country and the world but not the people that are in the local counties that she's going to be representative of.
Well, there's no cap on that money. They're able to donate or use the funding for her campaign, and there's no limits, where when you don't have a PAC, you do have limits to how much somebody can contribute.
If you wanted
to
an establishment person in that seat and things go on exactly the way they've been going on and no changes, then you want to vote for Dalley. But if you want to get somebody who's going to fight for our rights, representation, and care about the people that are here locally, whether it's Second Amendment, water rights, forest, fire, take your pick, you're going to want to vote for Patrick.
And Art,
I understand that, and I vote by mail at home, and I've already voted for Patrick, but what floored me was it's just incessant. I mean, you go on the internet and this ad comes up endlessly every few minutes, and I thought, have they taken some sort of a poll?
Well,
see that they're behind.
Well, that's it, Art. I think this is Patrick Henry Jones, so thank you for calling in. But you have analyzed it quite well, that they are nervous here. And their campaign has now, through the unions and through all these PACs, have poured in probably $500,000 to try to defeat me. Once they saw that there was a serious candidate in this race that was running on solid issues and ideas, that was resonating well throughout the district, I am the most experienced in this race, and that started to scare them, and they are going to have to spend a tremendous amount of money. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work because, as so many people have found, whether you have one or 10 flyers in the mail, either you are accepting her ideas or you're not. And I think our ideas are just simply better. And I think we're in a position where we're not owned by the unions, and that's a big deal. And when you take a look at Megan Daly and then you take a look at her husband got $1 million in the last race from the unions and the union PACs. And they're starting that with her now, too, before she's even elected, which I don't think she will be in this race. People are taking note, just like you are. Now, I'm very thankful that we've had a tremendous amount of support mm-hmm. here locally. We have raised just about $100,000 from just mom and pops and small businesses throughout this district. And so I have been able to get a message out there. People know that there is another candidate in this race that is a quality candidate, and that is me. And we know we can't compete on the same level that they are, but we don't have to because our message is out there. We're getting our message out there, and we're going to win this thing on Tuesday. So I appreciate you calling in.
The other thing I notice is this. On all of these ads, especially on radio, television, and even on the Internet, she does not speak. She doesn't speak to anything. Someone else is speaking. She's nodding.
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
That's because it's paid for by.
Well, that's what I noticed. That's what I was talking about earlier yeah. when I went to the Republican Central Committee vote for who was going to endorse which candidate. Is that it was ridiculous. I mean, she didn't know the issues really. She her biggest thing was to make sure that our kids were getting educated properly. And then I also hear she's for Common Core. And when I hear that there's a Reagan Republican in the race, I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Well, I just thought for people that aren't up on issues, who just, and a lot of people are not, they don't go into details. When they see this name 30 times a day, people think, I saw that on television, I heard that on the radio. They vote, a lot of people vote that way. Not people who think about the issues here locally or in the North State.
Well,
people
I think
vote for like that.
Well, there is some value to it. There's no question when you bombard people with that. But the difference in this race is that this is a special election, and the voter turnout will be very low, and the people that vote are typically in the know. And so that's going to be a huge advantage for me, and I just don't think that the union PACs are going to be able to buy this race.
Well, I hope not, Patrick. I voted for you. I voted for you before. And I hope to hell that common sense wins out.
I think it will. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
In, Art. We appreciate it with that.
All right.
We need to go to a break, and I think we got a caller that might be on the line on the other side, so hang on. And you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Doesn't sound like Hank.
That's a California Hank.
Well, I mean, we can make it sound like Hank if you want us to. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. There we go.
Now we're talking.
All right.
It's a good song there.
A little Bo Cephas.
Yep.
We'll save that a little bit later.
You know, when I hear that, I think of an issue here in District 1 up at the Klamath Dam Removal Project. And, you know, I see where extremists, extreme environmentalists want to remove these four dams and make it into basically a mud hole. And, you know, what he was talking about, you know, some 30 years ago, we're still dealing with it here today. And while I talk about these Klamath Dams wherever I go, people in Nevada County ask me, hey, how come you're talking about that over here? You know, that's a Siskiyou County problem. I said, you know, if they accomplish that in Siskiyou County, they're going to be in your back door next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many other dams are at risk after they get going? And I got to go back. I want people to Google MontrealPledge.org. And this is what the pension scheme is in California and CalPERS based on. And it says they've signed this pledge, the Montreal Carbon Pledge. Investors commit to measure and public disclosure the carbon footprint of their investments. Think about this. You know, when I'm investing in something, I've invested in a lot of stuff over the years. I'm investing for a rate of return for me. The CalPERS is supposed to be investing based on a fiduciary obligation to the people that are in the pension fund. They're basing this
for themselves
based on climate change and carbon credits and you know, it's supported by the United Nations environmental programs. When you read this, in June of 2017, the FSB Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures published its final recommendations. Is that where you want your money to be parked? I mean, I think we need to go to a different system, period.
Unfortunately, the rank and file, you know, members don't get a say in that, right?
Yeah, now the Montreal Pledge is run by the United Nations, basically, right?
Right.
And they determine who gets the contracts to be able to auction off the carbon credits, correct?
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Yeah, and one of the biggest of those that is able to auction off carbon credits is a undisclosed Delaware private company that happens to be the president is Mary Nichols, who is also the president of the California Air Resources Board in California.
Imagine that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And with that, guys, we got a couple callers on the line. First of all, we'll go to Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Dick. How you doing?
And you know, the two important issues for us in the north part of California is representation and Second Amendment. And Megan Dolly doesn't mention any of those, but it does mention that she was the president of a school board and also that she kept children safe. Now, I don't know how she did that. They don't show a picture of her with an AR-15 standing in front of the school to protect the kids. How exactly does she protect, keep the children safe by being the president? I don't understand that one.
That's very true. Well, you know, growing up in a gun shop from a very young age, you know, 40 years now in the industry here in California, I know just how out of touch Sacramento is. And we have a fight of our lives today to protect the Second Amendment. And it's such a big deal to defend the Second Amendment, because if it fails here, you're going to start seeing it fail elsewhere, and we cannot let it happen. In fact, I believe it's an issue that not only affects District 1, California, but I think it affects the entire country. We cannot lose on this issue. We need a fighter, and almost everything I've done in my life has to do with defending the Second Amendment. And so I put out my radio ads, and every flyer that I've sent out, I've only sent out two, but they mention how much it's important to me, how the importance of the Second Amendment, and to me it's a big deal. You know, when we hear on the campaign trail, and we hear people say, "I support the Second Amendment," well, you just can't say that. You got to live it, and we've got to fight for it today in Sacramento.
And you got to do something about it.
And you got to do something about it. And not only working in a gun shop, but I'm a gun show producer. I produce the gun shows for Redding. I'm working on building a shooting range for the public. I'm a former state champion shooter. I've shot my whole life. I live this. This is me, and this is what I'm about. And there's a lot more to me, but this is a big issue to me.
Good luck there on Tuesday, Patrick.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dick.
And okay,
bye. Hold on. I just wanted to ask, what's Megan Dolly's position on the Second Amendment? Have we got any information on that at all?
Well,
does anybody know?
That's what I say. I don't think she's actually said anything one way or the other about the Second Amendment. So I would figure a fair assumption would be look at her husband's record on the Second Amendment.
Well,
wait, what's Brian Dalley's record on defending the Second Amendment?
Yeah, and
I'll wait.
Well, and you know, on that, he has not sponsored any pro-gun legislation, and in fact, he has on 2103. He signed legislation. He broke ranks with the Republican. This is Brian Dalley. And he now has made regulations and support. He supported with the Democrats to make everybody's CCW now harder to remain and harder to renew each year. And Brian has done that. So he has shown his colors. Now, why would he do that? Why would he do that when he knows that is not what's important to District 1 to make more regulation in this area? Because the Sheriff's Association union asked him to do it. And he went with the union over his own district. Mm-hmm. And that's what he calls reaching across the aisle. It's fundamentally wrong. He needed to take a hard stand against that. He failed to do that. Will his wife do the same? I suspect so.
And with that, we've got another caller on the line. We've got Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, and thank you for having Pat on today. I just wanted to talk about briefly, we've got a rally for the Second Amendment on September 6th down in Sacramento regarding a court case that Mark Baird has brought against Becerra, and if you want to talk about that a little bit, I'm encouraging people to go down there. We'll be gathering down there at the Robert Matsui Courthouse, 501 I Street, at 11 o'clock on Friday, September 6th. And I also wanted to let people know to come on out tomorrow between 11:30 and 12:30 is the corner of Cypress and Hilltop, and we're going to have a rally for Patrick Jones tomorrow.
Outstanding.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sally. We appreciate it. And
all right,
we appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, and in fact, if you've got a little time tomorrow, this is just the one day before the election. I picked a busy intersection just down from my shop, Hilltop and Cypress. We'll have signs there. And just come out for an hour. We're going to have a good time. There might be a reporter or two out. And just a nice little push just before we go to the ballot box the following day.
Bring some flags. Flags are always wonderful.
Yep.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks,
well, thanks
Sally.
Again, Sally. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be on the bus on September 6th. Bought a ticket from Sally, and me and the wife are going down, and we might even get a speak down there. And Mark Beard is one of the true patriots here in District 1, and he didn't just sit back. He saw something that was happening, and he said, you know, I'm not going to stand for that, and he's not just going to simply roll over and do nothing. And so we raised a little money up in Siskiyou County. The folks turned out in droves, and they really supported his effort, and now he's taken this thing, and he's taken the fight to the
state. I'm sorry they're going to cut us off, but real quick, you asked how she, Megyn Daly, set on the Second Amendment. All it says is she swore the Second Amendment. That's all I can find.
Okay.
All right, and with that, stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. A top Iranian official paid an unannounced visit today to the G7 summit and headed straight to the buildings where leaders of the world's major democracies have been debating how to handle the country's nuclear ambitions, that is to say, Iran's. France's surprise invitation of Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, a high-stakes gamble for French President Emmanuel Macron. Police have been skirmishing with protesters in Hong Kong for a second straight day.
Police had warned they would disperse the crowd after protesters built barricades with bamboo poles, traffic cones and other objects at various points, but they resorted to firing canisters anyway. Protesters then responded to the tear gas by throwing objects in the direction of the police. The skirmish came after a march to a nearby park. Hong Kong media said the people were chanting "Fight for Freedom, Stand for Hong Kong" at a post-march rally there. I'm Charles Siladesma.
An appeals judge in Georgia found shot dead behind his home.
Albany police were dispatched to the residence and found the body of 60-year-old Stephen Goss in a wooded area. Daugherty County District Attorney Greg Edwards said the investigation is ongoing, but it does not appear to be a homicide. Goss was appointed by then-Governor Nathan Deal to serve as a judge on the Court of Appeals of Georgia in August 2018. Before that, he served as a Superior Court judge in Albany for nearly 20 years. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Backers of a proposed giant telescope insist that Hawaii is the best place for their $1.4 billion instrument, despite protests by some native Hawaiians. Independent experts agree that for certain types of observations, Mauna Kea's high altitude and cool temperatures are better than a Spanish backup site on the island of La Palma. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Hasbro is giving up plastic packaging.
The toy maker says all packaging for its new products will be mostly plastic-free by the end of 2022. It plans to stop using plastic bags, elastic bands, and the shrink wrap that's usually found around Monopoly, Scrabble, and other board games. Hasbro says it'll begin cutting down on plastic packaging next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Meanwhile, the company's toys, such as Mr. Potato Head, will still be made of plastic. Hasbro said it's testing other materials, but it's tough to find something better than plastic to keep it safe and good-looking. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has announced his retirement from the NFL at the age of 29. Luck made the announcement last night following the Colts' 27-17 preseason loss to the Bears, saying the repeated injuries, the lingering pain, and continual rehab took away his love for the game that he's played most of his life. News and analysis at townhall.com. Cyber attacks, more commonly reserved for banks and other institutions storing sensitive data, are increasingly targeting school systems around the country.
The FBI says schools prove attractive targets not only because they house sensitive data, but also because they provide critical public services. The Bureau says perpetrators include criminals motivated by profit, juvenile pranksters, and possibly foreign governments. And while attacks on schools have become more common, authorities say it's impossible to know how frequently they occur because many go unreported. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 25th. It's a birthday for some famous people, including actor Sean Connery. He is 89 years old today. TV personality Regis Philbin turns 88. Author Frederick Forsyth, 81 years old today. Author Martin Amis is 70. And Claudia Schiffer, the model, is 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a bout and you can't make a run. So wouldn't more boys raise on shotgun. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't in the best, we don't give a damn.
Sobermind Radio. Yeah, you gotta like that, Hank Williams. I love that song too. It's great. I don't know if is my computer on in here?
I don't know. You're the one looking at your computer.
Oh, I know.
It may have overheated.
It may have overheated. I was trying to get it to do something here. Let me.
Well, while you're working on, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Hi.
Hi. What you got for us this morning?
Miracles can happen for you and me. Miracles can happen if you cast your vote for Patrick Henry Jones.
Well, that's better than I could do.
Patrick.
Thank
now
you.
Everybody, start saying that to everybody you meet. Cast your vote for Patrick Henry Jones. And spread the word. Everybody is responsible for getting this out. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Roberta. We appreciate it.
Well, it was kind of catchy, so. Everybody should have a good jingle. So
if somebody shows up at the door and knocks on it with a little, you know,
No, but I tell you, everywhere we go, you know, we've gotten out. I put 6,000 miles on the truck here in the last 2 weeks, just getting many times out to Siskiyou County and Modoc County and Placer County and Nevada County and really getting out and talking with folks, and everywhere we go, they want change. They are not happy with the direction California is going. There isn't a county out there in District 1 that feels any different. They all feel that they have no representation, and Sacramento is taking them down. And we have to change. We have to do something. We have nothing to lose at this point because we know where we're headed. We know where we're headed, and so we have to have bold, new leadership that's not afraid to tackle tough issues. And whether we win or lose, we stay true to the district and we fight, and we're going to have some victories. We're not going to win them all, but we're going to have some victories. We're going to represent District 1, and so I've been really happy with the response that we've gotten. People, after they hear me speak, they say, wow, we've got a serious guy here that's experienced and has been around. And I am the oldest person in this race, which is a little unusual at 51 years old, but I've got a lot of experience. I grew up in a gun shop. I've had 8 years of elected service in the largest city in this district through the global recession. I always thought that was a curse on me, but now looking back, I see it was a blessing in that it taught you some tough stuff we're going to need in Sacramento right now.
Steel sharpens steel, as they say.
I guess so. But I still like that jingle.
All I know is that I feel like I am. I'm the oldest one in the studio.
Yep.
Not really feeling good about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about the dam removal and maybe the state of Jefferson here. What is Megan Dolly's position on the dams? Is she for taking them out, against taking them out?
Well, I've heard both sides. I think in the beginning she was for them and now taking them out, and now she's against taking them out. But I don't have any total proof yet. I'm still doing research on that one.
So she was for them before she was against them, or was she for them after she was against them?
She was for taking them out originally, and now she's against taking them out.
All I can tell you is we had a great opportunity in Siskiyou County up there in Montague. We had a debate. And that was July 19th, and she had a great opportunity. Every candidate had a great opportunity to explain in depth this issue, and it's the number one issue up there right now. And two candidates didn't show, and Ms. Dolly didn't show. And so when you don't show to something and you know what the topic is, you know what they're going to ask you, you know that, and you don't show is very disrespectful, and it means you don't support that issue.
What was her? Did she have a good reason for not showing?
No, she has chosen to miss half of the debates. It's a tactic that if you don't do well in debates, if you don't have the answers, then you simply don't show. Only go to those that you feel comfortable or that you must go to.
Only friendly environments, because you're going to get softballed as opposed to somebody who's really interested in asking questions and getting real answers.
Well, but in Siskiyou County, taking out these four dams, three are in California, one is in Oregon. It would be devastating to that valley, and there is no science, not one drop of science, that would support anything that they've done. In fact, they've proven, the folks up there have worked hard to prove that everything that they're doing has nothing to do with improve the environment.
And we'll go to our caller. That tells me that somebody's not really interested in what the people want when they don't show. I'm just saying, across the board, if you can't come voice your opinion no matter what's going on, you're telling me you really don't care about my vote.
Maybe every time we say Megan Dolly, we should.
Well, as far as the water issue goes, is I just want to remind everybody who stood in front of a crowd here, a large crowd in Reading, and volunteered to be the first person in Lassen County to have a water meter put on their water system. Who was that?
Wasn't that Brian?
Was that a Dolly?
And do we want this kind of a power broker couple controlling basically the district up here on you know, Assembly and Senate?
Well, here's an important fact. Brian Dolly supported a bill, and he voted to send $250 million up to Siskiyou County to help remove those dams. Mm-hmm. So that tells you where that alliance is. And it's wrong. It's bad. People should know that, because I think that's pretty serious.
And well, with that, we do have a couple callers. We'll go to Jimmy first. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hi, folks. Hey, yeah, I've been besieged with some of Megan's flyers. I've gotten Patrick's, supporter of Patrick Jones, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You got it. And one of these flyers says, opposes removal of Klamath dams for Megan Dolly and understands our unique concerns about water supply and protecting North State water rights. Well, if you guys go back to, I believe it was the Jefferson State of Mind program maybe a month ago, mm-hmm. right when this whole thing kicked off, Megan Dolly or Mark Baird got on there on the phone and was asking Megan Dolly some questions, and you guys could go back and check this out. Well, he asked her about removing the Klamath dams, and she said, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not, I know I heard this, she said that's a federal issue, and Mark Baird came in and said, no, that's a state issue. So,
well, just to add to that, I mean, Sheriff Pasenko here said that he endorsed her based on the fact that of her stance on water rights. And then when she was at the Republican Central Committee meeting for the endorsement vote, she was asked about water rights, and she said she didn't know enough about it to state her position.
So, I mean, I trust Mark Baird a lot. I mean, going on with that dam removal?
Anyway.
Well, I appreciate it, Jimmy. And, you know, you guys have done a great job up there in Siskiyou County fighting, and I encourage you to continue to do so. And the reason why is because I believe that you can be successful. I believe we can protect those dams, and I think we can keep them in place. And it's for everybody's benefit that you continue this tough and hard fight, because, again, for these folks, if they're successful, we have no idea. They've never removed four dams in United States history before, and we know what the effects are going to be. But if this thing happens up there, I guarantee you we're going to have to fight this fight over and over again, county after county. And there are people out there that's exactly how they're thinking. And so, you know, I'll be with you folks up there. That's why I took five trips up there. And on the 19th, I went up to see Iron Gate and COPCO just so I could see the devastation that would occur. And you guys have done a great job. You've got some great leaders up there. Mark Beard is a friend of mine. He's endorsed me. And he's done a great job, but really the folks in Siskiyou County have done a great job to fight, which is what we need in Sacramento right now. I wish I could take all you guys with me.
Right, and just one more quick thing. I had to laugh because Megan Dally did this photo op picture. It was so staged because it was her with a firefighter in his turnouts, firefighting, when they're going out in the field to fight fire. And she's pointing to one part of this huge topographical map, and he's pointing to another part. And I'm thinking, did they just have this guy put his suit on and point at the map and take a picture and walk away? It just seemed like that. It was just kind of cheesy.
Well, anyway, I appreciate it, Jimmy. And, don't worry about those fires, because I think, like you, a lot of people are seeing through them. This is all that union money coming through for them, and it's not going to work in this race, not this time.
Right. All right, guys. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We need to go to a break. If you'll hang on the line, Nick, we'll get you on the other side, and you can give your question or comment to Patrick Jones. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me.
treated. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know you're the one.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Hey, I don't know who does that bumper music, but it's good stuff. Good, boy, the room all got quiet. No smart remarks, nothing. Okay.
Not yet. Give us a moment.
All right, I'm moving right along. I guess
and with that, we have got Nick on the line.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this the original Slim Shady? Or
yes, me. I am your homie G. Hey. listen, I want to talk about the dams, but first I wanted to ask you about a rumor I heard, Patrick Jones. I heard that Mike Warren has a chateau over in France. Have you heard anything like that?
Yes, I have.
Hey, isn't that just hilarious? Somebody sucking the hind tit of the government having a chateau over in France. That's as funny as old Bill Johnson up at Bethel having a helicopter and they got a Learjet. Boy, I'll tell you, your pastor isn't riding around on a donkey dragging a cross anymore, is he?
Well, I tell you what Mike Warren did in the city of Reading was nothing less than criminal, spiking his salary with a 7/10 retirement in pars in 2004. And then making it retroactive, it created a $75 million unfunded liability for everybody in the city of Reading. It was absolutely criminal. And then to give him a job over at Turtle Bay just made me, you know, incredibly angry. And the public, you know, if you don't print the truth in the paper, then the public doesn't know just what that guy has done to our city.
I've tried to figure out who was the most detrimental to the city of Reading, financially speaking. Was it Mike Warren or Ken Murray?
Yeah, Ken ranks right up there. You know, Ken was all
a star.
You know, Ken had a lot of good talk, but when it came to closed session, because I served with him for a couple years, no go. And he gave in every time. And I really dislike elected officials that say one thing and then do something else. And Ken was a classic example of that. And I really have no respect for him because of that. But Mike Warren cost us a lot of money, and he also trained Kurt Startman, and Barry Tippin isn't too far behind. So we have.
That's who I was thinking of, too, the
Barry.
Attorney.
Yeah. And Startman.
Yeah.
So getting back to the dams. Now, it's my understanding the reason those dams are coming out is because the federal government, due to complaints from the Indian tribes along the river and the lack of salmon that they traditionally got, said that the dam owner, who is Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway, had to build fish ladders over them dams. And they said, well, you know, our 50-year lease is up, and we can't afford to, it would cost too much to build those fish ladders, so we'll just take out the dams. Isn't that pretty much how the thing is going?
Well, and yeah, I mean, there is a lot of history with this thing up there, but you know, historically, we don't believe that the salmon ever went up that direction that far. And so the reality is everything so far that we can see has been a lie. And at the end of the day, it's most likely coming down to diverting water to someone else. So there's going to be winners and losers, and usually there's money tied to it. But the fact of the matter is those are good hydropower electric dams that are producing electricity.
Clean electricity.
And
No. California doesn't count that as green. Now, don't go there.
And they need to stay there. They have a healthy environment today and an unknown environment when you remove them. And they're going to kill that section of river for the next 10 to 20 years. It's unknown what's going to happen. And a massive amount of cost to remove these four good dams. It's absolutely insanity. And everything they've said so far, I think, can be proven as misleading, leading, or an outright lie. And
we can go to solar and to wind power and invest in the global climate change down at CalPERS and see how it works out.
And I really feel sorry for the folks, you know, up there by Copco Lake.
Besides that, a lot of those farmers and ranchers up there, they bought that crappy land with a promise from the government that they would have irrigation water, and
sure,
now the government's breaking their promise. I'd like to bring to your attention that in this issue of Range Magazine that just came out a month ago, there's a wonderful article in there about taking out the Klamath dams.
Yep.
And it says there's 20 more salmon, 20, 20 times more salmon in the river right now than before the dams came in.
Yeah, no, and I have a copy of that, and it's an excellent article. And it just goes to show that everything that they've been saying is a lie. And that's why I think that the fight that's gone on up there right now, I think you'll be able to prevail. You know, the people in Siskiyou County have showed a resilience like I've not seen really anywhere else. And so I hope you guys just keep the fight up. I know with guys up there like yourself and Mark Beard, you guys will. And you should expect your assemblymen to be up there more regularly than what you've had. You should have your assemblymen go up there and help you and fight with you to preserve that, because it's what that county needs. It's what District 1 needs. And I think our past assemblyman has been pretty quiet up there.
And closing to this, I want you, when you get to Sacramento, to float the proposal that in case these people on CalPERS like Mike Warren and Warren Leonard Modi and some of them that are getting in excess of $150,000 a year, in case they have a tough winter, that you're going to put together a citizens committee and we'll go out and poach a deer and give them a hind quarter and a 50-pound bag of beans to get them through their winter.
That sounds a great idea to me. I'll pass it along.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it.
All right. So what else have we got to talk about here today? We've covered a lot of ground. So we've covered the dams, we've covered the debates,
Second Amendment,
pensions.
Water?
Yeah, water and fire. I mean, you know, just recently I live off of Bear Mountain Road here in Shasta County, and in fact, when the mountain fire broke out, I was just reaching over in off the Feather River Highway. We were having a debate over in Placer County, and so I had to turn around and start heading on home. But this is the kind of problem that we have every year because of our mismanaged force. Everything is so thick and overgrown. It's absolutely unexcusable that we've allowed our force to get this unhealthy, and Sacramento doesn't know, doesn't understand, doesn't care. And we have to get loggers back in the woods again like it was when I was a kid. And we have to get that industry back up again. And it's all politics out of Sacramento. I've spotted out on all these things, kicking these guys out of the woods. We've lost industry. We don't need to tax the public anymore to improve our force. That's all can be done on the private sector. And you'll start seeing these mills start popping back up again. And Aiden and Bernie and all these little towns that were mill towns that have now on the great decline. And the timber's there, and we're just letting it sit and rot. Besides having an unhealthy force and a missed opportunity for a great industry, it's affecting wildlife now. We have drops at the rate of 50% just in our deer herds, and it's affecting the watershed. There's a tremendous amount of water that is not flowing now in the watershed. Great mismanagement out of Sacramento, and I tell you what, we have got to work on that in Sacramento like never before. We have got to put a fight up to let them know that this is not acceptable and we're not going to take it anymore, not only from the state of California, but from the U.S. government as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of your effectiveness is going to be coming from, is the fact that you're not going to just keep quiet about this stuff. I mean, you get no press if that's what historically has been happening, is there's no press on a lot of this stuff because the guy that's down there doesn't really bring up anything and getting any media attention.
Right. And we do have one more caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and Patrick. I wish I had a dad like you that could help me with fiscal responsibility and budgeting. I'm serious. You are an adult, and so many people in office are acting like teenagers and children who just want the next candy bar and immediate, I don't know, gratification. Could you help me with one quick question since you brought up the fires? Are you aware or study or track the geoengineering aspect, also called climate engineering, regarding the fires? Because, yes, the fuel is there, the mismanaged force. Or do you think it's sheer, plain water vapor? It's going to help a lot of voters if you have an awareness and track.
Well, one of my good friends is Dane Wigginton. I see Dane pretty regularly, and he has done a great job. He has spent a tremendous amount of his life informing the public as to just what's happening. And we've seen the videos, we've seen testimony, we've heard testimony, and Dane's done a great job, and he has proven that something's going on up there that's not right. And how much it's affecting, we may not know, but it is certainly affecting the quality of life that we have. And Dane's on to something, and he's been doing a great job. And so I appreciate the work that he's done.
Thank you for validating that, because it has been about 15 years of him, and he lives right in that area. He put a 2.50 video out on the day of the fire. I think it was released on Friday. So if people can, in closing, go to his website if you are on the fence on that or not clear, but these fires need something to help them ignite, and it's www.geoengineering.org. And thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you for
right.
calling. No,
thanks,
I mean,
when
you take a look at all the stuff, you know, government is so misrepresenting the public. You know, when I served on the Reading City Council, there were so many decisions that we did in the back that I fought against that was not for the benefit of the people. And government is supposed to be here for the people, but instead they're self-serving. We see it all the time, and the public, to a large degree, believes that we send elected representatives to Sacramento and they're working on our behalf. But what they do down there many times is not on our behalf, it's on their behalf.
Right.
We have to make this change.
Well,
in fact, if I get elected, which I believe I will, I'll be making an announcement quite soon as to some of the things that I'm going to be doing and not doing, and I think it'll be a good start to clean this stuff up.
That's why one of the founders, and I don't know off the top of my head which one, said that the government that governs best governs least. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about if you're not careful, pretty soon you have this big, overwhelming, out-of-control government that is self-serving as opposed to serving the needs of the people. They start serving the needs of the government, and it becomes a perpetual motion machine for keeping government bigger and making the population into a bunch of slaves and peons. I mean, that's where the word peons come from.
Yep.
You know, back in the days of the occulty, they used to pee on the people, you know.
I appreciate you guys having me on today. We've covered a lot of things.
I'd like to cover one more thing.
One more thing. I'm ready.
Okay. State of Jefferson.
Absolutely. So here's what I tell folks, and you know, representation in every county in District 1 is a top issue. But I tell folks this, if I could only accomplish one thing in Sacramento, if I could only do one thing, it would be to separate this state, this side of Sacramento. To me, that would be by far the biggest improvement to us and our lives that we could ever wish for. I envision a state that is the freest state in the Union. How valuable is that, to live free? There is more value there than anything else. And so I'm a firm believer. I've been with the movement from its beginning. I've helped on fundraisers, and I believe in it because I know how out of touch Sacramento is. The people in Southern California are different than us, and they're never going to be the same. They do not understand us, and they do not care. We need to split this state, and it's time for 51.
All right.
Very
well,
good.
We want to say thank you for coming in, Patrick, and remind people to get out there and vote.
Get out and vote. And
get out and vote on Tuesday.
If you get time, coming out to my rally tomorrow on the corner of Hilltop and Cypress, bring a flag. We'll have signs. It's from 11:30 to 12:30. And then I'm going to have a victory party for anybody that anybody of my helpers and all that. Come on out on Tuesday night, election night.
Where's that going?
Holiday Inn
Holiday
at 6:30. And we're going to have a little bit of food and some fun, and we're going to watch the numbers come in, and we're going to watch me
it's gonna
get
be a good
elected
night.
As your next
yes.
assemblyman.
Yes.
So thank you guys for having me.
All right. Thanks again, Patrick.
Thanks for coming in and you know, giving us your positions on all of this stuff so we know who you are, because I don't know who the rest of the people are, quite frankly. You know, I haven't had a chance to really have a talk with any of them as individuals, and so a lot of it is guesswork. So with that said, let's go to our break.
Yeah, let's go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Community Radio for the North State, your talk radio, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Well, where are we?
Well, before we go too much further, I need to announce that, you know, the rally that we have on September 6th and the people that we're going to ride the bus, I'm one of them. The time has changed. We don't have to meet up at 6 a.m. It's going to be between 7 and 7:15 at the Kmart parking lot, or former Kmart parking lot, on September 6th. So I wanted to make sure we got that out there.
Okay, very good.
And we got a few other things, you know. Remember, Intermountain Fair is coming the 29th through September 2nd. I guess that's a pretty good fair up there. I've never been up to that one, but I understand that they put on a pretty good job of it.
That's the Intermountain Fair up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to head on up there and take the kids. I didn't do the fair down here just because it was too hot the evening, Friday night.
That's just a joke.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But we're gonna be heading up there.
I don't think I'm going to be going anywhere, but who knows? Anyway, also remember, August is the month that Pages, you know, the copy place here in town, they do copies and all that, are collecting money for the VFW post here in Reading. And actually on August 30th, between 4 and 7 p.m. at 1645 Pine Street, they're doing a thank you to veterans. Mm. So, again, that's Pages. And they're trying to collect, I believe it's $10,000, to help the VFW post here in Reading, because they may have to move, you know, over there by the antique mall and all that. The understanding is they're probably going to have to move because somebody bought it or whatever. And so they may need a new place to go. And then don't forget, Pisano Days is coming September 13th and 14th. And that's at the South City Park in Reading. So there you go.
Paisano Day.
Paisano.
What's the matter for you?
And they do bocce ball over
they
there.
They do the bocce ball.
It's bocce.
It's a bocce ball?
It's bocce.
You sure it's not a bocce ball?
It's a bocce ball.
never mind. Oh, boy. So where should we start? I mean, we've got a little less than a half an hour here to go over the latest. I mean, the news cycle is like,
it's a joke.
It's unbelievable.
What news cycle?
Yeah. Well, the propaganda cycle, I'm going to I'd queue up some Joe Biden gaffes, but I'm going to save that for next week because there's too many of them. I have to sort through them. I want the truth, not the facts. Oh boy!
Well, it's they are desperately searching for a narrative against Trump that'll stick. You know, now that the Russian collusion thing has fallen apart and other evidence of things in the collusion that really did go on and the things that did go on that were illegal and where those orders came from, they are throwing everything they can at the news cycle to keep those things out of the news.
Well, if someone doesn't get indicted pretty soon, we're in deeper trouble than we can even imagine.
There was a guy headed towards indictment, but apparently he decided a couple times he didn't want to live and used his cellmate to choke himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suicide by cellmate.
Yeah, suicide by cellmate.
Yeah.
Suicide by cop.
Yeah, it's like 71% of the people in America aren't buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a new poll.
And the other 29% are morons.
Yeah. You know, it seems like there's always that 29% that are like in favor of a block of cheese for president. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as long as you give them a block of cheese, they're happy. You know, if they think that everything's free or should be. And if you're not giving them free stuff, then you're some kind of a bigot.
Racist,
conservative, white, podunk, backwoods, redneck,
hillbilly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, the new narrative that you're going to start hearing out of the Democrats as they attempt to distance themselves from the socialists in the party is Trump's attack on rural America and how he's forgotten the little people and has caused them harm, and how his trade war with China is harming small American businesses. I mean, these idiots do realize we've been in a trade war with China for decades. We just finally got a president that's willing to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we could just do nothing, and we were losing the trade war $500 billion a year. So who cares?
So that means
that's not bad for American industry, right?
Hey, I just want my cheese.
If we're in war with China on the trade, that means that we would have to produce our own stuff. That means people go to work, and we do manufacturing. Oh, that's bad?
You see, Trump's bad because he's making the cost of your goods get more expensive.
Where's my cheese?
Oh.
Well, that's literally a lot of the argument that you get about the trade war with China and things like that. Oh, well, all he's doing is making making things that I buy more expensive. Well, yes, actually, that's the entire point, is to make those Chinese products more expensive so you stop buying them and start buying something that's cheaper and better made.
Made
probably
in the USA.
American.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so that would be
made
terrible for our manufacturing to start up again and jobs in our own country. I mean,
part of what China's been winning on the trade wars, they're sending us cheap crap for our money that is like a disposable everything. I mean, it used to be if it said made in USA, that was the standard. And China and Japan, made in Japan or made in China was like, yeah, that's a bunch of crap. I mean, if I want something good, I'll spend a little more money because it's actually made a ton better. Now it's like we spend all our money on China and go to Walmart. And
look at a lot of the health risks that come with that stuff coming from other countries.
We could be like Dave and pay minimum wage at $70 an hour and hope that we make it.
I'm not even going to address that stupidity. I'm not even going to go there with that.
It's all Trump's fault. He's the devil. Shut up and go back to work.
Yeah, well, look what's happening at 15 the end of the day, an hour, let alone 70. Come on, folks.
And at the end of the day, let's admit what we're really doing is harming the American economy, harming American workers, harming American industry to subsidize a communist state.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Remember all the people that they mowed down in Tiananmen Square? I don't know, 20,000,
30,000? Never forget it.
No big deal. Just kill a bunch of them, and now we're going to do it in Hong Kong again.
Let's remember.
I guess we're not getting the coverage in Hong Kong because there's like millions of people waving American flags, and they tore down one of the face recognition polls the other day.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of them got together. I mean, they want freedom, and we're over here going, what? Where's my cheese?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a bunch of dumbed down guys out there that, you know, but then again, the guys that are, you know, looking for freedom and want to be self-reliant and start to, you know, getting back to the USA, as far as depending on our goods and services here, you know, they're getting no media attention. And that kind of brings me to the story with the New York Times. You know, the New York Times admits it seeks to depict Trump in a negative way no matter what the story is. And, I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
No matter what the story is, whether it's Trump, whether it's conservatism, whether it's self-reliance, mm-hmm. whether it's the Constitution. I mean, they got to get rid of that Constitution and badmouth those pesky framers, because if you badmouth those pesky framers as being a bunch of racist, bigot idiots, and you get rid of that document that says that we're all free, could that be an issue? Could that
Maybe.
Be the plan?
Unless you're China.
Yeah. I mean, in AOC, you know, it's like she's stuck on stupid. She's got like a cog missing and she's burned out a bearing somewhere because.
That's being nice.
I mean, she's so stupid. She drives through middle America, puts her camera out the window at a bunch of empty fields and says, this is the flyover zone, middle America, the electoral college that we need to get rid of. There's nobody here. It's like, you can't be any more stupid than that. I mean,
really.
You know, and, you know, get rid of the electoral college is not going to be, oh, gee, just a few big cities on each, the coast are going to control everybody, right?
That's exactly what it's going to be. It's the entire reason that there is an electoral college. It's the entire reason that the original colonies couldn't settle on a methodology of election, because the smaller colonies didn't want to be run over by the population centers such as New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
And this is all just by accident. There's no plan involved here about maybe getting rid of the Constitution and taking over America into a totalitarian regime run by globalists.
And here's the other thing that people need to start connecting the dots, okay? Who has an interest in America failing and being weak?
Let me see. Spain. Nope. 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 Nope.
Nope.
Mongolia. Nope. 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 Let me see. South America. Is that a country? South America. No.
On top of that, who has a direct interest in making sure that American and Russian interests cannot align in an economic sphere of influence?
China?
That'd be them.
No.
I thought that was a continent.
So who's our enemy?
The Russians.
There you go. And Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's our enemy.
I got it right, didn't I? Yeah.
You look at what it is, and you look at the strategic moves that are being made by China. One of the big things that's not being talked about is China is pushing heavily to reestablish the old Silk Road. They want to push in superhighways, railroads, methods of transportation right back into Europe and the Middle East so that they can start to flood that area with cheap Chinese goods, because they know America's headed the other direction.
Well, and here's a headline from the Gateway Pundit. It says, Trump is right. China is in terrible economic condition, cannot afford to lose the U.S. market.
Nope.
Because the Chinese regime is in a lethal position and has only two choices. The regime can either give the U.S. what it wants or perish. That's an interesting take, an interesting tagline there, considering that Trump's the devil and the New York Times admits that that everything he does is racist.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And with that, we do need to go to a break, and we're in the last part of the show. So
I don't want to.
Well, she'll catch up. I don't care if you want to or not. She's going to cut us off. So she's got the power.
I'm afraid.
You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You
your talk
will
radio.
Be.
Time for the pain. what is happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
That's pretty good stuff. I kind of like it. I think we have a caller, but before we go there, I got a headline here. And you can't, I should just be making these headlines up because we should have a game. It'll be name that headline that's real.
Yeah.
Because you read this crap and you think that can't be real.
That can't be true.
Can't be true. No way. Okay. Democratic candidate for president. Marianne Williamson says
that's the peace and love candidate, right?
Yeah, says we must stay in Afghanistan to advance feminism. Huh?
So we've got to spend
what?
I want to make sure I got this right. So we need
to, it's unacceptable for the Trump administration to consider pulling troops out of Afghanistan because we need to ensure the rights and protection of women who are abused by the Taliban.
So the peace and love candidate wants to spend American treasure to fund troops to use military force against the people's culture because she doesn't agree with it.
All the while.
Yeah.
Locking arms and singing Kumbaya.
You're not getting it, are something. You?
No, my head's actually hurting a little bit.
Maybe we could hire Ravi Shankar to play the,
what do you even say to that?
The sitar.
Yeah.
To which one?
Any of them.
I'm just saying, which one? I mean, they're all like in the same boat with that crap.
I don't know. You know, I just serves them up and then I hit them. Yeah. You know?
We must have peace and love, and if you don't like it, I'm sending the troops.
I'll kill you.
We're going to bring in airstrike. Bring it down.
So we've got about 8 minutes. Maybe we should get to our caller.
We've got Nick on the line, but are you there, Nick?
Nick.
Ashley's actually busy, so we'll have to wait. Hang on, Nick. We're going to get to you. She's going to push the button here shortly.
Is that Dave?
No, it's Nick.
Dave's not here.
It's Nick.
Dave.
Hey, Nick.
Dave's not here.
Hey, what do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I want you to talk about two subjects, and I know you talk, you know about them because I sent them to you. One is Facebook and how they gained Hillary 2.5 million votes. And the other one is the CEO for Overstock.com, Patrick some damn thing that says the prosecutions are coming.
Yeah, I saw that, and I haven't got enough information. I was listening to some of it on this, what's his name? Let me go there real quick.
Anyway, he claims that he's worked for the government twice before, and then they came and duped him, and he was working against the Trump campaign and stuff till he figured it out. And they told him if he snitched on them, they were going to grind him into dust. So he resigned from Overstock.com, and
yeah.
All he is a shareholder. And he says that we're going to want to chisel a granite statue out of Barr, that Barr's got the goods, and he's going to come down on him.
Yeah, it's Byrne. His last name is Byrne.
Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, I saw something on him from, I was listening to, hold on a second here. I was listening to a couple of pieces on it, but I hadn't quite put it all together, so I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to be half cocked on the story, but that's not going to go away from my understanding of what's happening here. I mean, they basically were trying to get him to spy on the Trump administration through some Russian gal, and then he, started figuring out that maybe, you know, they weren't saying it was on Trump. They were saying it was on everybody in there in the FBI, blah, blah, blah. So I haven't got the full story, but yeah, that's going to be a big issue.
Well, he says that it was actually the top echelons, four or five of them, not the whole FBI, and that they were actually spying on Hillary, Cruz, Rubio, and Trump.
Well, then they figured out, from my understanding, is that they weren't really spying on Hillary anymore. So it was only the Republicans.
I watched him, and he actually had a picture of him with that Russian spy, and that Strzok had come to him and had him rekindle his relationship with her.
Yeah.
To spy on him. Getting back to the Google thing, Google sent out a deal just telling their liberal friends, and only went to liberals, be sure and vote. And they figured that gained her 2.5 million votes.
Well, and if it's true, they're looking to...
A minimum of 2.5 million
They're
votes.
Looking at changing 16 million votes in the next election is what they're saying.
Yes, and something needs to be done about that.
Yep.
There's no way to trace it, and there's no laws against it.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. You know, the other thing is, Ruth Bader Ginsburg weakened at Ruthie's.
But you know what about Ruth? They've got her on life support, and I just heard they can keep her on there indefinitely, so they're going to wait Trump out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm sure she can do a lot of rulings from life support.
Maybe it's time for one of those Epstein blackouts.
Who knows what's going
to
happen?
I wanted you to cover those a little
bit.
Does
she have a roommate?
All right, thanks. We'll try to get. We're running out of time. We've got about 4 minutes left, but I'm going to do some stuff on that. This Overstock Byrne guy, a bizarre interview. That it's all over. You know, you got Comey and Strzok in an effort to save Hillary. But I was at the. I had to do a bunch of things this morning, and I couldn't quite get to it. But you know, the problem is that there's so many things to talk about. That, you know, you got to pick them. And then we also had Patrick Jones, which is very important because you got to vote on Tuesday for Patrick is what it comes down to. We got to pick our battles and go after the stuff that's going to be important. And right now, the most important thing is to get out there and vote for Patrick Jones.
It is. Mm-hmm. This is one time that we can make a difference in what is happening in the North State. You know, everybody says, what can I do or what can anybody do? This is a step in our backyard that, yeah, we can start making a difference.
Yeah, don't go dilly with the dally. Just don't do it.
I'm just saying, people, they need to be educated and well-informed and just look at where the funding's coming from and all of the issues that each one's running on and make a decision for yourself. You know,
don't
big money, big money or no money.
Yeah, and you got to be understanding of the issues a little bit here, and the importance and the gravity of our situation of that we just keep getting and electing these establishment people, and we're gonna you know, you're going to reap what you sow. We've got to get people in there who are constitutionalists, who understand what the Constitution is about, and are advocates of freedom for the people, not bigger government and more government intervention, and you know, the unions and the government employees getting bleeding.
And also look at you know, everything in the same house. I'm sorry, I don't care who it is. I have a problem with. All business coming out of it. Yeah, I do.
Because it's worked so well for us up here in the North State with the Gaineses.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And we can even go beyond that. Look at how well it worked with Bill and Hillary. I mean, come on.
Let's
just send people down
to Sacramento that just keep swinging.
Yeah.
And reaching across the aisle and giving away our freedom.
Content to beg for scraps.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we've
done. Well, they are handing out cheese down there, you know. Yeah. And, you know, we need to worry about our free cheese. Remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence.
You weren't supposed to move my cheese.
It is force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Wow. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And get out and vote on Tuesday. Have a great week. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.